I'm Tundalea Allen, and you're listening to Queen of the Minivan Podcast. Listen in for inspiration, optimism, and humor for lovely days, bad days, and everything between. Spend some time with the real, not-so-squeaky-clean Christian wife, mother, and author with opinions for days. Hello, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful Sunday. I have a story I'd like to tell and something I'd like to share with you. Everybody in my house thought it was really exciting. I sell on eBay and Amazon. And a couple of days ago, I sold some kitchen towels to the set director of the show Young Sheldon. So the kids were really excited about that. I've sold some things to set directors before. I've sold some expensive designer fabric to Tommy Hilfiger's wife. So every now and then, you know, you get little exciting things that happen like that. But story time. I want to tell you about the worst date that I ever had. And this story is, I think, kind of one of those hard to come by stories, because me and my husband have been together since I was 15. And my mother, generally speaking, was really overprotective, and she didn't let me do a whole lot of anything, you know, except for going to school. And so I met this guy. I was talking to him on the phone. His name was Michael. And I think I was like 13 or 14. And he was on, you know, on the phone. It was a great little, you know, we had never met each other in person. So we would talk on the phone, and he would tell me all the wonderful things that he would do for me. Although my mother always told me never to accept anything, because boys would expect something in return. But he was talking about in terms of romancing and, you know, chivalry and things like that. You know, what our first date would be like if my mom would let me go. He talked about a horse and carriage ride downtown Atlanta. He just laid it all out. So my mom agreed. It was like the night before my 14th birthday or my 15th birthday. He came over to pick me up, and my mother asked to see his license, you know, to make sure he had a license and everything. And we left. And so we were going to go to see a movie. I cannot remember what movie we saw. But we went to Lenox Mall, and before we walk into the mall, we're walking through the parking lot, and he is stopping every time kind of to look at himself in the side mirrors of cars. And I'm peeping this out, and I'm kind of, you know, I don't know exactly what he's doing. Then we get into the mall, and we have some time to walk around before the movie starts. So we go into a few shops, and there's a mirror at the back of one of the boutiques. And he says, "Thank God for mirrors." And I'm like, okay, he's so full of himself. Like, you know, this experience is totally different than what I thought it was going to be like based on our conversations on the phone. So then we get downstairs to the lower level where the theater is in Lenox Mall. And I noticed we had already decided what we were going to go see. I noticed that he started to walk slowly. And it dawned on me, he wasn't going to pay for my ticket. Like, I was standing there like, okay, what's going on? There's the only thing we have to do. We have a couple of minutes now before the show is get the tickets. And you are talking about being this romantic, chivalrous dude, you know, that takes care of his girl and his woman and all of that. And you are now pulling back, walking slowly. So I go up to the counter and pay for my ticket. Thank God I had money on me, right? He goes up, he pays for his ticket. He buys popcorn. We get inside the theater. And like I said, I hate that I can't remember what the movie was about. But at this point, I don't even want to be here anymore. I want to go home. Like, I'm not having a good time. And, you know, he tries to hold my hand in the theater. I kind of pull away because, dude, you didn't even pay for my ticket. Like, seriously. We eat the popcorn. The popcorn was good. Like I said, can't tell you what we saw, which I don't know what that was about. Why? I can't remember. We finished the movie. He drives me back to my house and he walks me to the door and he actually tries to kiss me. And I pull back because I'm thinking, you know, it's the night before my birthday. You said you wanted to take me out. You didn't pay for my ticket. You have this ego the size of Texas. You are looking at yourself in every mirror, glass window we're passing by. You're looking at yourself, admiring your beauty. And I'm not having a good time. What type of birthday date is this? And like I said, it's one of the first times that my mother ever like let me out of her sight to go off with someone else. And if nothing else, I can say it's memorable. Obviously memorable enough that I have the story to tell you all. It's funny now. And hopefully he's somewhere doing well in his life. But if you have some horror stories or sweet date stories, I'd love to hear them. If you, you know, feel like dropping them in the comments, I'd love to hear them. And I hope that this week is beautiful for you. I hope it's productive. I hope it's filled with peace. And until next time, blessings and love.
Thank you for listening to Queen of the Minivan. Until next time, be sweet, be grateful, and stay optimistic.